It's nearly 80 days, would you believe, since the general election was held. We still have no government, but hopes are now high that we are entering the end game, with some progress being made on a Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil Green coalition. So for more on this, I am joined on the line this morning by MEP Ciarán Cuff. Ciarán, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Ciarán, we might start with the list of 17 questions that the Greens have given to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael on this joint document on government formation. Now, we do expect that there will be a response to those questions in a couple of days' time. But I was a little bit confused yesterday after hearing Eamon Ryan speak a couple of times as to whether those 17 questions, are they red lines for the party or not?
No, they are questions that we're putting to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to ask them, look, are you serious about a government that will be transformative or is it business as usual? And obviously within the Green Group, within the group of TDs in the Oireachtas, there's views on different sides as to whether we should go in or not. And the consensus view of the group was, look, let's put a few questions, a one-page list of questions and say, look, answer these and then we'll have a feeling for whether you're serious about going into talks. And they may come back with some serious responses to those questions or they may not. I guess, you know, in having been through all of this before 13 years ago, and perhaps there's a sense of being once bitten, twice shy, but I think we need to know whether Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are really serious about a government that will be transformational, or do they simply want to go back to the way we were before?
How much of a balancing act, Ciarán, is this for Eamon Ryan in terms of getting it right at this moment? Because I'm sure there's some people who would have given their number one to the Greens in the general election. They've been watching this situation unfold over the past 10 or 11 weeks, however long it is, and wondering why a chance at government wasn't being jumped on as such. This is the Greens' chance. But there's also be others who will be completely scared off by how badly burnt the Greens were the last time they were in government. So is it very hard for him to please everyone, I guess?
Oh, I do think it's a tough call. And look, for many years, I've been saying that the Green Party attracts people from many different backgrounds. Often there is people are annoyed and fed up of the other parties and they come to us. Does that mean that we're all unified and speaking as one? Of course it doesn't. And I think if we went into government in the morning, there would be people who would tear up their membership cards. But if we stayed out, we'd get exactly the same situation. But what is interesting and what is heartening is that we have more members than we've ever had. I think we have over 3,000 members. And I think there is an enthusiasm for engaging with the realpolitik of making decisions that can be tough, that can be welcomed, that can be not seen as the right way to go. And Eamon is doing his best to manage all of that. And that's there within the parliamentary party as well as within the membership. And I see it myself because people write to me saying, I can't believe you haven't gone into government. And they also, the next email might be, I can't believe you're thinking of going into government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, or with, exactly. And, you know, I mean, I guess if you were to characterise the Green voter, I would tend that they would be mainly on the centre left. So there is a contradiction in sitting down with two parties that I would see as both being on the centre right. Now, you can argue that till the cows come home. I think we would have preferred a broad left of centre alliance, perhaps led by Sinn Féin, but that simply hasn't been the case. You don't get everything you want for in the way the dice fall, and we have to work with what's out there.
If they respond to these 17 questions and Eamon Ryan thinks it's a favourable response, will he be able to sell it to the members, do you think?
It's a tough call. The way our constitution is set up, two-thirds of the members who come to a special meeting, or I guess in this case, who would vote online, presumably, would have to approve of the deal. So the bar is set very high. And in the first instance, he would have to bring the parliamentary party with him. And in the second instance, he would have to bring a large majority of those members. So I think it is tough.
He said earlier this week he's dismissed the prospect of him serving any time as Taoiseach. And I suppose if it is to be that rotating Taoiseach for 5 years, you know, it would seem that you might give two to Micheál Martin, two to Leo Varadkar and one to Eamon Ryan. I guess that would be the fairest way to split it. What do you think of that?
Look, I think that whole discussion is completely distracting from what the Greens stand for. We stand for change in positive changes in people's lives. And we've never been particularly enamoured of those senior leadership roles. And it's not a discussion we've had really within, certainly within the parliamentary party. I think what would be 10 times more important would be getting real commitments on improvements in public health, in public housing, in public transport. And the kind of shift we've seen over the last 2 months of recognising that when the state acts well, it can be of huge benefit to the entire population. And we want to see more of that. And I think within both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over the last few years, we've seen a retreat from that. We've seen a view of, oh, the private sector is great and can deliver everything. And in reality, we need a bit of both. We need the state to be strong and to provide the basic services that citizens require. But we also need the creativity and imagination of the private sector. We need both. But there has been, I guess, a shift to the right in some respects in Irish politics in recent years. And I think it's important. And what we've seen is that the real heroes in this crisis are the frontline workers. And that can be in healthcare. It can be in waste management and cleaning. It can be in public transport. It can be in those who work within local authorities to deliver the necessary services. And we'd have to see that recognised in a programme that would be put to our members.
Kieran, just finally and very, very briefly, if you can, is there a concern among the Green Party that, you know, it's only been 11 weeks since the election, but the world is such a different place now? Do people really care as much about climate change now as they did before COVID-19?
I think they do. And I see it in my work within the European Parliament. I sit on the energy and transport committees, and the European Green Deal is at the heart of what we do. And it wouldn't be there unless the public felt it needed to be there. And I think the kind of money we're talking about that will be spent over the next several years, which will be measured in hundreds of billions, is crucial to address the climate crisis. Mm. And one thing that occurs to me is, look, we have fallen off a cliff in terms of the crisis, in terms of our economy and job losses. So the journey back, the climb back to some semblance of normality will be an extraordinary journey. And I think it's crucial that there is a strong green centre to that.
OK, we're out of time. MEP Kieran Cuff, thank you so much for speaking to us on News Talk Breakfast.